Welcome, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show featuring a fine young guitarist. His name is Andrew Renfro. I knew Andrew from his days in Hartford, Connecticut, studying at the University of Hartford, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. He's got a brand new EP out entitled Big Country, a compilation of singles that he had recently released. Along with Andrew Renfro on guitar, we've got Braxton Cook on saxophone, Taper Gable on piano, Joshua Crumbly on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. So let's listen now to Big Country by Andrew Renfro. Beautiful Sound. That is Joel Ross on vibraphones, and his brand new album on Blue Note Records is New Blues. Also features Emmanuel Wilkins on alto saxophone, Jeremy Corrin on piano, Kanoa Mendenhall on bass, and Jeremy Dutton on drums. You heard the title track, New Blues, and we started out that set with Andrew Renfro, great guitarist, from his EP that was just released entitled Big Country. We heard the title track from that one as well. Let's continue on now with Desron Douglas and Brandy Younger, another album with roots in the University of Hartford's Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz, where they both attended. This is a great album. It's a duet format. We're used to hearing harpist Brandy Younger in a more largely produced sound with intricate arrangements and fusing hip-hop and rhythm and blues and jazz. This is a more simple format. It was recorded during the pandemic, taking excerpts from a great streaming series they did when everyone was on lockdown. And they put this together to create this album entitled Force Majeure. And we're going to hear the Kate Bush composition, This Woman's Work. This is Desron Douglas on bass and Brandy Younger on harp. Thank you.
was helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your
vocalist Samara Joy from her album Linger a While. We heard one of my favorite tunes, Misty. And what an unbelievably mature sound at the age of 24. I don't think I've heard anyone with those types of vocal chops since Sarah Vaughan. I really love her work. Samara Joy, Before that, we heard from bassist Dezron Douglas and harpist Brandy Younger from their album Force Majeure, an album that was recorded in their Harlem apartment during the pandemic lockdown. We heard This Woman's Work. We're going to continue on now with music from back in the 50s. We're going to start off with Shelly Mann and His Men, recorded in 1959. The name of the album is At the Black Hawk One, and it features Shelly Mann on drums, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophone, Victor Feldman on piano, and Monty Budwig on bass. We're going to hear Our Delight, a Tad Dameron composition.
We'll be right back.
Taking you back to the 1950s and early 60s on that last set. The last thing you heard, Wes Montgomery from the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery. We heard 4-on-6, recorded back in April of 1960, featuring Wes Montgomery on electric guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. Before that, we heard some early Dave Brubeck Quartet from the album Red Hot and Cool, recorded live in 1955. We heard The Duke, written for Duke Ellington. And that is an early version of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Bob Bates on bass, and Joe Dodge on drums. And we started things out with Shelly Mann and His Men at the Black Hawk, number one, recorded in San Francisco in 1959. That's Shelly Mann on drums, Joe Gordon on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophone, Victor Feldman on piano, and Monty Budwig on bass. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM in Hartford, Connecticut. You can also hear us on an online radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. And you can find me on social networking at JazzTodon.com. A jazz-centric server, part of the Mastodon network. So check me out over there. I post nearly every day on jazztodon.com. We're going to finish things out with some classic John Coltrane from the album Blue Train, released in 1958 with a sextet of John Coltrane on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. We're going to hear the John Coltrane composition, Moment's Notice. And that'll do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. See you next week on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.